C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Este sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Este about speculative fiction and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine d'Este, I love to read and I love books, and now I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm going to talk to you about Vigil by Angela Slatter. Vigil was first published in 2016 by Joe Fletcher Books, and for something different today, it's urban fantasy set in Brisbane, Australia. Now, Brisbane has a number of nicknames. I generally call it Bris Vegas, but this book uses Brisneyland. Brisbane has a cliched reputation for warm weather, theme parks and palm trees, but Vigil shows Brisbane in a completely different light. Verity Fassbender is a woman who strides between two worlds, the world of the normals, us everyday types, and the weird, the paranormal underworld sitting just below the surface of everyday Brisbane. Verity is the product of a normal mother and weird father. She has some powers, extraordinary strength, but the rest of her is normal. Her father was a Kinderfresser, child eater, and a controversial figure in both the weird and normal communities. He was caught by the normal police, arrested as a pedophile and child murderer, later dying in prison. Verity was raised by her normal grandparents, but now works to keep the peace between the normal and weird worlds. Verity starts off investigating her missing next-door neighbour's child, Lizzie, and is taken into a world of child abductors, which is eerily similar to the story of her own father. Someone is taking children, not just the children that no one misses, but normal children, and now the police are involved. Someone is also making wine from the tears of children and selling it on the weird market. Then Verity is led to another mystery and the world of sirens, bird-like women with wings and custom-made shoes to hide among the normals. When a siren is found killed, the normal police contact Verity, and in her investigation she finds evidence of a missing baby, and no one seems to know where the baby is, and no one wants to answer Verity's questions either. And to add more work onto Verity's already full plate, her ex-boyfriend, the dark and brooding Bella, enlists her to help with another missing person, the grown-up son of a Gold Coast business magnate, whose now-dead wife was also a weird. Plus, there's some interesting footage floating around the internet of a rubbish-filled whirlwind eating people on the Brisbane River. Now, Vigil is set in a really wildly rich world, just under the surface of Brisbane, with an entire ecosystem of paranormal characters living alongside the Brisbane Casino, South Bank and the Brisbane River. I've spent a little bit of time in Brisbane myself and found it really fun to imagine this weird activity happening alongside the buildings and landscapes that I know. Like Brisbane and Australia itself, Slatter has created a mixing pot of different fantasy traditions, all learning to live with each other in a new country, or not. The weird world of Brisbane is governed by a council of elders, those migrating from persecution in the old country, although this country is never actually named. Plus also it includes angels, archivists, the boatmen on the Brisbane River, and a trio of psychic sisters. The world is really rich with its layers of paranormal. In fact, I was really excited to imagine this much paranormal life going on hidden in plain sight. Verity herself is a strong, tenacious character, dogged in her pursuit of the answers when no one will tell her the truth. She seems to have a calling to protect children beyond anything else, despite being childless herself, maybe making up for her father. She is the single-minded private detective, rarely sleeping, eating whenever she can, and patching herself back together when she gets punched, kicked, and stabbed along the way. There's a real strong female element within the book. The majority of characters are strong women in all the shades of grey, from good to bad. There's also an interweaving of fairy tale and myth, plus a little bit of romance, with the traditional roles of hero and heroine reversed. Now, sometimes I find urban fantasy a little bit too cheesy and a bit self-conscious with their kick-ass, hard-action, smart-talking characters. Maybe it was the familiar setting and the imaginative blending of the weird and the normal, or maybe it was verity and a healthy dose of Australian smartass and cynicism, but I was totally engrossed all the way through to the end. So if you like paranormal coffee shops, magical weapons, winged creatures, mysteries, cake, and Brisbane, do yourself a favour and check out Vigil by Angela Slatter. Thanks for listening to Madeline's Speculative Fiction Review. If you have any feedback or you would just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, go to artdistrict.com/podcasts. Until next time, happy reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver à 2h du matin, les lundis, mercredis et vendredis, spécialement pour nos auditeurs internationaux, et à midi, les mardis et jeudis. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays at 2 a.m. CET, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12 p.m. CET.